Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think one of the biggest hurdles and the more difficult hurdles to overcome or to get over and get beyond was the disconnect between the Bill O'Brien Texans and the DeMeco Ryans Texans. Like there was a disconnect, and it was real, and it got worse and worse by the minute once Bill O'Brien was fired, to be honest. Bill made it bad. Bill started it, and then it just got worse and worse with all the negative things that kept happening over a 2-3 year span. The Texans have done a tremendous job. I didn't think it was possible. I knew you could draft a quarterback and get better. You could acquire talent and get better. You could hire the right coach and get better. I did not see a way that the Houston Texans could bridge that disconnect, if you will, or reconnect, if you will, as quickly as they did. And now that we're looking at it in hindsight, I've seen all the effort. Before the winning started, right now it's convenient to talk about the winning started, and boy, now it's easy to connect. Whether we're talking about Hannah and Cal, or we're talking about Greg Grissom, or we're talking about Doug Bosick, I mean, they have been pushing and trying to reconnect since well before they won 10 games. And so I tip my cap to all those parties involved for the effort and obviously what's been accomplished, because there's a reconnect. It's not bridged, it is connected. And I'm going to tell you, man, I think a big player in that is obviously Texans senior VP of marketing, Doug Bosick. Mark Vandermeer talked earlier about how he came out of soccer, and I think he spent some time on the West Coast with one of the baseball or football organizations. But this guy's done a tremendous job. I've always personally liked him, right? I like the approach of, whether you use it or not, I like the approach of at least acting like you give a damn about the fans and about the media and things of that nature. So I appreciate that. But when he was on Texans All Access, Doug Bosick, when he was on Texans All Access the other day, he said something. And I said, this is it. This is why it's going to work. And this is why, if it does work.
This before you saw the jersey.
Before I saw the unis. If it does work, it's going to be because of this mindset. I'm not joking when I say this. I think this could be the best hire. Non-football, obviously DeMeco Ryan takes that crown every day, but non-football hire that's been made in the organization in a long time is Doug Bosick. And when he said this is when I said, you know what, this dude gets it. This is going to hit, and it's going to hit big time. This is Doug Bosick talking about, really, ultimately, connecting with the city via these uniforms.
Houston and all of its diversity leads to a culture-rich city.
And culture can be defined by people as many different things. But in my world, that's music. That's the arts, the creative sciences, right? It's food culture. It's cuisine. It's street art. It's tattoos. It's all those things. And inherently in my own DNA, like Doug Vosick as a human, not as an employee of the Texans, loves those things. So for me, like I land in a city where there's so much of personal interest tied to the culture that is driven by the diversity of the city that right away I feel at home, right? I feel like this is my spot, right? So that helped, right? Yep. It's a place where I fit. It's not maybe in my original home, but it sure feels like home, right?
Right.
So there's part of that. Two is I'd say we have an amazing fan base. So my first month or two is like right at training camp. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'm just the new marketing guy. Fans wanted to talk to me. Right? Fans like, hey, you're the new marketing guy. Oh, yeah. And I think every day at training camp, I just found myself talking to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 fans because they're so welcoming.
When Doug said inherently in me as a person, like those are all the things that I love, right? He wasn't trying to just check boxes. I mean, he understood, hey, I am very, I'm not going to come in here and act like I'm from here because I'm not, but I am very similar and very familiar to the core of or the majority of the Texans fan base. And I think he genuinely and sincerely means that. And I think at that point in time, if that's the case, if he is so connected to the people and he's genuinely and sincerely listening, at that moment I thought, hell, he can't miss. Like it may not be the grand slam that it ended up being, in my opinion. But I immediately thought right there, like, if this dude is, which I've been around Doug, I think he is at the very least genuine and sincere. Like, boy, if that's the case, the fans are going to love this.
Yeah, I just think the entire way, kind of led by Nick McNairs and then him also, the entire process and how they got to this point was super, super smart in how they did it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, him, the way he was able to learn, and I would say it's a similar thing that I've dealt with, you know, moving into Houston, the way he was able to learn was talking to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime their teams have new uniforms, they don't always just include the fan base or include their customers on, hey, what do you think? What are you looking at? And I think that to start off the process, especially where the Texans were, where there was a lack of trust.
Yeah.
I think that was a really, really smart way of doing things.
Well, I wonder how many people not only would be willing to listen, but have the ability to comprehend how significant candy paint on a red helmet is in Houston.
Yeah.
How significant the old English H, not just an H that you made up, but an old English H is in the city of Houston, right? Obviously, the Columbia blue or the H-Town blue, whatever you want to call it, finding the sweet spot of where the league will allow you and the fans will accept that being involved in uniforms. You know, putting Houston across the chest instead of Texas. I don't know. I just, to me, it was just Doug Vosick, man. And I know there's more because it is a huge, it's a machine over there in terms of the guys and gals that make decisions and all this. I know it's not just Doug. But just that understanding and that not, I think a lot of people would say, you know, we're going to meet with the fans. But how many of people in that building are in that role in a billion-dollar company have the ability to understand all of those things? You know what I mean? In that depth to put it in a uniform. So I don't know. I just, when I heard Doug say that, I was like, man, I as a fan, I'm pretty comfortable that they're not gonna fumble this.
Well, yeah, I mean, when they, like, the process of going to talking to the fans, this was a process in terms of them trying to gain the trust back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.